Kim Rockhold is here. Kim, thank you. We just met a couple of minutes ago. Thank you for being here today to tell your story. We appreciate it. Yeah. And it's so important for others out there to hear it too, to be inspired, we hope. Kim, you have breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Triple negative is what it's called. And that's a very aggressive form. And I know you, with the impacts to your life, gave up your job as a nanny, came home to live, started treatments about a year ago.
Yes.
You've also had chemotherapy, radiation, the immunization therapy drugs. Thank you. Talk about this journey, first of all, Kim, in terms of the breast cancer diagnosis.
Well, yeah, like you said, diagnosed a year ago, March 22nd. Battling for a year now.
Yes.
Right now, I'm in ED, no evidence of disease.
Great, great.
So that's great. I'm finishing up with immunotherapy. I have 5 more sessions to go for that every 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a lot better
than when
on chemo.
You look great. Despite all the hubbub and having to put up with all the noise in here, you're holding it together well.
I think the hardest part right now is just giving up with the uncontrollable hair.
Yeah, you never quite know how that part's going to go, right?
Yep, yeah, it's uncontrollable. I'm out in public, I see people look at me, and yeah. The biggest thing I guess I had to learn with all of this is just, my positive mindset, and I have no control over this, so just staying positive and trying to make the best of each day, and finding sunshine in every day.
And it's still pretty fresh. A year ago, things changed. Did that hit you as a huge surprise? One of the last things you expected?
Well, it did. I felt the lump in my breast, and at first I'm like, oh, this has to be a cyst. This has to be a cyst. But then, like 2 weeks later, it had almost doubled its size, and so I was like, well, I probably should get this checked out.
At that point, that tells you I have to do something.
Yes, because I was kind of pushing it off, and every night I'd lay in bed, and I'm like, oh, I really should get to the doctor, but, you're so busy with life. It definitely made me slow down and take care of myself.
And I'm sure there's a moment, too. As we know, you have to come to grips, first of all, with what this new normal is, this unexpected, really scary,
normal,
and get your mind right and adjusted to what you're going to have to do
in
what is a battle.
Yes, definitely a new life.
What support, Kim, did you find most helpful, during the battle here as it goes on? What have you been able to help that helps rally you?
Well,
to keep you focused?
I decided to be pretty transparent about it with, family and friends, and even on social media. I moved back here from Indiana. I taught at an international school. I was a kindergarten teacher for 25 years.
Wow. Yeah.
So I have people all around the world that I've had contact with, that I'm friends with. So I decided to be transparent about it, and my people have rallied for me. And I think that has been the biggest support. It's just having the community, my church, my family, my son. My 20-year-old son took me to the majority of my chemotherapy treatments as he sat there with his computer doing his college work. Just the community's helping, standing up and supporting me in every way they could.
And isn't it amazing, that circle of friends and family, but you reaching within yourself to find, trying to be fearless, trying to find courage, trying to be resilient, but it couldn't happen without the support that you have of the people around you.
That's absolutely right. Yep. They gave me the strength every day. When I didn't feel like it, they helped me. Yes.
What would you say, what advice would you give to someone who perhaps is facing a cancer diagnosis, or they may not even know it yet, and something changes for someone a month from now, 2 months from now, and they find, and I know it's a very personal journey for everyone, but what advice might you have for them if they're faced with something like this?
You have no control. So being sad, yes, you need to get those emotions out, but really you just need to go through the motions of every day and do what you need to do to get through it, and lean on those that love you.
The other thing I've heard is you have to advocate for yourself as well. You have
absolutely
to ask.
Absolutely do.
There are no dumb questions.
No, that is so true. Yeah, you know, ask all the questions you need to. I'd lay in bed at night and have things and just roll over and write them down, talk to my doctors and talk to friends who've been through this. That's another huge support is friends and family, people who've been through this before. I have a group of girls that I taught this woman in Indiana. I taught her daughter for several years. And so she called me when she found out. And she's like, hey, I'm kind of in this group of 8 women across the United States. And we are in a chat group together. And when anything comes up, we're there for each other. And so those girls have been a huge resource for me. And if I didn't know what to do, they definitely gave me a direction to go and where to go for help.
And it's interesting. I know you said that you were a teacher, an international
yes.
teacher for me.
Yes.
So you're very much a giver. And now it sort of requires people want to step up. They want to give to you, and they want to help you, and now's your time. And you'll carry lessons forward to help others now, despite your challenges.
That is so true. It's so true, too. It's hard for me to ask for help from people. I've always been somebody that just jumps in. And so that has been the hardest part, is just being gracious and really accepting everyone's help.
Well, Kim Rockhold, thank you for sharing your very personal story. I think your hair looks fantastic, by the way. I don't know what it looked like before, but I think it looks great now.
Great.
So best of luck
thank
in your journey.
You.
And I'm sure your message to folks out there who may be listening and thinking about donating, maybe thinking about getting involved, get off the fence. Now's the time to sort of do that.
Yes.
We really need people. This is how you can have a direct effect and helping with people like Kim and others and folks who are benefiting from Relay for Life. So remember that number, 582-5666. Radiothon will go on here for another couple of hours, John.
Right.
So we're going to rise to the occasion here with help from people like Kim Rockhold. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks again for